Welcome back, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella, restoring vitality to you and to the planets. Our website is www.life-enthusiast.com. The podcast can be found at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com if you want to listen to other episodes of our exciting podcast. Also, if you want more information about any of the products, please call 866-543-3388. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Scott, I'm doing great. I'm actually really excited because I'm traveling. I'm going.
Where are you going?
I'm going to London, UK.
Excellent.
The big city of London. And we're actually turning on a star chamber, which is a big deal. We have, there is a functioning star chamber in Seattle, Washington, which people can, of course, find links to in the Twilight America pages.
What is a star chamber, Martin?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, this is a name that Jim Carter used for this setup that he figured out. We talked about how we are able to charge the life force energy into products and change the structure of the water and make it more penetrable to the human skin.
Right.
This whole process essentially is a very ancient form of energy. The Great Pyramids were based on that form of energy too. It's also known as the Orgon and life force and chi and prana. I mean, it comes under so many different names, but essentially it's the mysterious vibrational force that we don't know how to measure. I mean, I know when I see it. You know, for instance, the difference between a dead guy and a living guy doesn't seem to be much, maybe 21 grams, I'm told. And yet, you know, in one situation he's moving, and then he takes his last breath and he stops moving.
Right.
What happened? I don't know. But I see it in action. For instance, if I go out with a couple of twigs looking for water underground, you know, dowsing, you can see that some force has moved those sticks.
I had an amazing experience with my father. We were at a fair just outside of the town that he lives in, and there was a fellow there who had a branch, right? And he was holding the ends of the branches, and they would move up to the fork. So it was like an upside-down fork,
yep,
branch. And he was holding the ends, and he said, "Okay, Scott, you hold one end with him. So he and I held one end. My dad and him held the other. And he says, "We're going to douse, right?" And
yep.
I'm kind of like, "Okay." And then we're watching, and the end of it, where there's nobody touching, there's nothing touching it, like it's pointing straight up in the air, starts to bend down towards the water, and it basically snapped the branch. But we're all holding one side of the snap. Like, there's nobody holding the other side that snap. You know, when you snap, you got to hold both ends. And
yeah.
And it was just like, holy smokes, this is really powerful energy. And he
yes.
looked at us both. He says, "Wow, you guys are really good dowsers, right?" We'd never done anything like it before in our lives.
Well, most people can douse if they would just allow themselves to do it.
Right.
I mean, our bodies will interact with this energy, because the underground streams do put out this energy, and it's one of the names that's used for it is the Orgon, or life force.
That's very cool.
And it's not electromagnetic, so it doesn't measure on a voltmeter or ammeter or inductance meter. We know that much.
So basically, the star chamber changes the water, and if we know the work of like Dr. Emoto when it comes to what happens when you just put thoughts on water.
Right.
And
What we do with water is we essentially erase whatever memory the water has had. We just turn the water into an empty water, sort of like if you erase all the writing off of a page, you have a clean slate.
All right. So none of the bad energy that was in the water is there anymore.
Right. So that gets erased. And then as you carry on, as you keep removing the hydrogen bonds out of the water, the water becomes denser somehow, or more penetrating to the human tissue.
So it becomes more hydrating.
Yes. It's It seems that each individual cell only opens a very tiny hole, probably just a one molecule at a time tiny hole, for the water to come inside the cell. So if the water is clustered, if it has a lot of these hydrogen bonds, it will be, well, the analogy I use is like a whole bunch of school children holding hands, and you're trying to push them through a tiny gate in a fence.
One by one.
Right. So you will have to essentially break those bonds first. You need to get these
Yeah.
kids to stop holding hands, to separate and go in through one by one.
Wow.
So if your water is full of these bonds through all of the mechanical and chemical and physical influences it's had, then it just will not penetrate into the cells. So no matter how much water you drink, you're still not hydrating at the cellular level,
Right, just goes
because
right through.
your body has to expend a lot of energy on separating the water bonds to get that water in. That's why you're asked to drink so much, because only 1 to 2% of the regular water is in this desirable unlinked state.
Right.
But if you get water that has been prepared and unlinked in a greater percentage, such as the water we have, you don't need to drink 8 glasses a day. 2 glasses, 3 glasses will do you, and you will be hydrated.
Cool. So what does the star chamber that you're going to see in London or start in London do?
Okay. Well, I'll explain a bit more. So anyway, there's this water changing process is done in a crystal. It's in a crystal form. Jim Carter found that this particular crystal that he named laminar crystal, if you make a large enough pile of it, it will accumulate
Okay.
this life force energy, whatever you put upon it. So normally we were using the products like the magic oil or the vast crystals that we just put inside of this charger made with this crystal. But what you also can do is you can take the whole human body and put it on the sand, on this crystal bed, and it'll charge all the water inside that body.
Oh, neat.
So there's an article about the star chamber on our website, and it's there are three stages to it. First stage is a magnetic crystal that we lay people on, and it serves to align all the energies and soften all the hardened and stuck energies. The second stage is a dip in a tub that's filled with magic water, the water that has been properly structured and has had some minerals added to it. So we hydrates the body. And in the third stage, we finally lay the person down on a bed of these crystals. It's about a barrel full of these crystals in a bed.
Wow.
And after 20 minutes, it feels as though somebody just gave you the energy you had 10 years ago.
Ah, very
So
cool.
that's the process. So we have sent all the materials down to London. I'm just flying over to put it back together, to activate it, to get it working. So we now will have a healing center in London. We call it the Rejuvenation Station. It's at the Soria Center, downtown London. We'll have a link to this on our website soon enough. I don't want to put the link up until I have tested myself and it's been deemed safe and functional.
Right.
But
But
soon enough, the link will be there, so we'll let people know.
right, and if they wanted to go and experience it, they could experience it in Seattle, Washington right now.
Oh yes, that's correct. There's a link to that on the Twilight America pages.
Yeah, and I'll put a link to it on our podcast page as well.
Right on.
That's
Yeah,
very
our American listeners, they will definitely be able to experience that right away. And the people in the UK, well, come on down to London. Meet us there. I'll be at the Body, Mind and Spirit show. That's between May 23rd and 28th, 2007. So
Neat.
we'll be introducing the products there.
Very cool. Well,
So
that's very exciting because I know, from our private conversations that you've been looking forward to going to London for a little while now, and
yeah,
that's
it's
great
been more
news.
yeah it's been more difficult to pull it all together than we imagined. Soria Center is quite the project. It has a gym and a juice bar and a restaurant and practitioner offices and this star chamber. So there's quite a lot going on there, and they're renovating 4 stories of a building downtown London. So it's an enormous project.
That is great.
Imagine 4 stories of alternative and energetic health, a preeminent center for rejuvenation and health restoration. I tell you. And I'm part of it.
And you're part of it. That's so exciting. I have to take lots of pictures.
Yes.
We'll put some up on our podcast page.
Yeah, we will do that. I'll be sending a picture of me in the bathtub
There you go.
with my ducky.
With your ducky, right? So if somebody
So,
wanted to see the Star Chamber in Seattle, all they'd have to do is call 425-455-3975. I'll say that again, 425-455-3975, and Dini or Leif will, I guess, will answer the phone and answer any questions you've got and set up an appointment for you.
certainly so. And in London, if the people want to call there, it's the international, of course, 44 for UK. The local number is 207-713-6262.
Can you say that one more time? Because
Two zero, okay, the number is 207-713-6262.
great, awesome, excellent. Well, that's really, really exciting. So you're on your way,
Am.
and we'll probably.
Probably as the people are listening to it, if they're listening to it just as released, I'm probably already in the air.
That's really exciting, and we'll continue to do our podcast because with the internet and technology, distance doesn't matter anymore.
That's the good thing.
Yeah. So
So again, we talked about magnesium supplementation in our previous podcast. The big deal about the star chamber technology is that we're able to modify the structure of the water and deliver minerals directly to the tissue. It's not just that you are able to structure the water properly. That is important,
Yep.
but it's also important to nourish the body with the right nutrients. And it's especially important to deliver the ones that are missing. And well, magnesium is one of the missing elements. The other ones, and we'll talk about those later, would be potassium and a bunch of trace minerals, such, molybdenum is one of them. We get to talk about it. I would just like to highlight that, for instance, without molybdenum and sulfur, protein assembly doesn't take place. So no matter how well you eat, your nutrients are not going to assemble correctly in your body.
Right, so
Little
the key is not
details
just
like that.
eating well, the key is also is eating well and having it being absorbed.
Yeah, it's the balances, and it's. Somebody told me that the devil was in the detail.
Right. Well, Martin, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day, particularly since you're getting ready to go to London to share all this great information for us. I hope you have a great trip. And to our listeners, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend it with us. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. And you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Martin, any last words before you get on the plane?
Oh, wish me luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.